Monday marks the start of the 2020 Rim of the Pacific International Military Exercises. RIMPAC, as it's known, is held every 2 years in the waters around Hawaii, and in the past has involved more than 24 countries. But this year's exercise will be considerably smaller due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and some want it canceled entirely. This year's RIMPAC will feature just 10 participating countries, down from 26 in 2018. It will be the 27th running of what's billed as the world's largest international exercise at sea. There's been pressure to cancel RIMPAC due to the potential of spreading COVID-19. In April, the U.S. Navy agreed to postpone the exercise, but RIMPAC Director Navy Captain Jay Steingold says holding the war games is a national security imperative.
You can't surge trust.
The U.S. relies on a network of allies and partners across the Indo-Pacific, many of whom operate different equipment and speak different languages. Steingold says events like RIMPAC are how those relationships are maintained, something that's difficult to do when a crisis erupts. But he also says the Navy is taking stringent precautions to protect public health. Other than resupplying at port, this year's RIMPAC will be entirely at sea. All crew, both U.S. and international, conducted a 2-week quarantine prior to sailing for Hawaii. There will still be a limited number of personnel on Oahu to oversee the exercises, but Captain Steingold says that number has been cut dramatically, less than 10% compared to previous years. Those personnel also went through a more rigorous health screening.
We, and myself included, conducted a 14-day quarantine on the base facilities. We utilized military aircraft to come over together. And then after the completion of that 2-week restriction of movement, we did a test.
But opponents still aren't convinced. They want the exercise halted. Kyle Kajihiro is with the Cancel RIMPAC Coalition.
We know that it brings risk. It's not an essential activity. The UN has called for a ceasefire globally. They should stop the training this year.
He cites the recent case of 11 Thai Army soldiers who tested positive for COVID-19 after training in Hawaii as an example of how military exercises can serve as a vector for transmission. RIMPAC has long attracted protests over its environmental impact and reports that it leads to an increase in prostitution and sex trafficking. The Cancel RIMPAC Coalition isn't satisfied with an at-sea-only exercise because it will still include personnel on shore, however limited. Kajihiro says the group isn't inclined to take the Navy at its word on health precautions because of what he describes as the secrecy surrounding COVID-19 within the ranks.
They've kept the number of cases from the public, so we can't even know how well the military has been controlling the virus. We saw what happened already on a number of ships where there's been outbreaks. The safest measure would have been for them to just cancel RIMPAC altogether.
The Department of Defense does regularly disclose the number of cases within the ranks worldwide, but so far has not released more localized figures. Last week, Admiral Phil Davidson, the head of Honolulu-based U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, revealed that U.S. military personnel and their families account for 7% of Hawaii's coronavirus cases, roughly equivalent to their share of the statewide population. If you keep your eyes peeled over the next 2 weeks, you may see a ship pulling into Pearl Harbor to refuel. Otherwise, most of the action will take place over the horizon and out of view from land-bound residents. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.